Are You in the Belly of a Big Fish? By Fred Alberti. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Jonah 1:17. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Being a homeschool family, we sometimes have some rather interesting experiments that we get to enjoy as a family. George is one such experiment. George is a goldfish whose bowl mate sadly perished. My son's task was to teach the goldfish to come to the top of the bowl when he tapped on the glass. After several weeks of tapping and feeding and tapping and feeding, the fish finally learned to come to the top of the bowl. Big deal, right? Right. That is until the fish started to do more. Anytime someone would walk by the bowl, he would get all excited and start moving his mouth like he was yelling at whoever was walking by the bowl. This became rather normal, and we would just ignore him or comment that he was yelling at us in Spanish. Then one day my kids were listening to an FFH song titled Big Fish. It was then that George decided to really show off what he could do. When the song played, George would begin to swim around like he was dancing in the water and would seemingly move his mouth to the words, "Move over, Ashley Simpson." I particularly liked the first verse of the song, which goes like this. Are you in the big fish? Are you sitting in the belly of a world gone mad? Have you turned your back on his wish? On his will for your life, have you made him sad? Do you want to get out of the big fish? Listen to God and follow his plan, and you won't be part of the main dish. He'll spit you out onto dry land. I've sometimes felt like I was in the belly of a big fish. I had decided to do something my way instead of first seeking the Lord's guidance and leading. You, whoever you are, God has a plan for your life. Maybe you feel like you are wasting your time at a dead-end job, or perhaps you have no job but would desperately like one. Maybe you think you have the dream job, but the Lord has been speaking to you in a still small voice to give it up for something else. Like Jonah, you may not particularly like the mission God has for you, but he has the intention of making you ideally suited to carry out the plan. Will you follow his plan, or will you turn your back? Maybe you've already chosen to turn your back and feel that there is no way out now. If that is the case, I've got good news for you. The Bible has this to say about Jonah. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. God is the God of second, third, and fourth chances. Commit your way to the Lord today. Intersecting faith and life. Buy a goldfish if you don't have one already. As you feed it, remember that the Lord has a purpose and a plan for your life. Ask Him to reveal it to you daily. For further reading, check out Hebrews 13:20-21.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
I found myself on a ledge, 3 stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on a ledge? My name is Billy Yant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.